Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be back here with you. Happy 2015. I know it's getting late in the month, but you know, I wish all the best for you this coming year. We have some of our favorite experts on today. Patricia Chewy is going to talk about gluten-free. Possibly that's something that's in your diet plans for the year. Also, she's going to talk about the 80-20 rule, which is her philosophy and seems to work for a lot of people. Esther Kane is our resident counselor, and she's here today and could talk about why New Year's resolutions don't work. And a lot of us make them sometimes in September, sometimes January. And sometimes they're not for ourselves. Sometimes they're other people's ideas. We're going to find out why they don't work. We always welcome your calls, too, 250-386-1161 or star 69 on your cell phone. Or you can email me, pattymack@shaw.ca, if you have any questions. And also Esther has a website. We'll get into that. But please feel free to call if you have any questions for Esther or if you want to share what your resolutions were or aren't. Welcome to the show, Esther. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Patty. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, Esther. And I always enjoy our time together, and you always have great information to share and great topic ideas. You know, I got a chance to see you over the holidays,
yeah.
And, you know, you're just such a warm and wonderful person and really, you know, take all this philosophy yourself to heart and work on your own things always as well, which all of us have things, right, in our lives, no matter how perfect our lives seem.
You're pretty awesome, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Patty is awesome, everybody. She really is.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, resolutions are something maybe if we make them, we're not really approving or enjoying who we are today as we are right now, and maybe we're trying to make others happy. What is your take on resolutions?
That's an interesting point. You know, that wasn't on my list, but that's a really good point. Yeah, are we doing this for other people? And if you are in that category, you might want to ask yourself why. Because really, if you're going to make goals for yourself to improve yourself in any way, it has to come from you. And it has to be for you. The one I'm thinking of that comes up a lot in my work as a therapist, I work with a lot with people who are trying to lose weight or have eating disorders, but mostly people that are just trying to lose some weight. And they'll come in and they'll say, you know, my partner wants me to lose weight.
Wow.
And I always say, I always have a conversation about that. You know, where is the motivation coming from? And how do you feel about that, that your partner wants you to lose weight, right? So it has to come from within if we're going to stick with something, that's for sure. But what I wanted to start with talking about the pros, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, about New Year's resolutions, because I don't think that they're all bad. And it's not that I'm totally against them. I just think we have to be realistic, because what I'm seeing right now as I go to my yoga classes and the gym is that we got this New Year's resolution crowd, right? They're
yeah.
all fighting their way in there.
Yeah, get out of her gym.
Get out of my gym. I know, and I've been seeing on Twitter and stuff people saying, you know, try to be nice to the newbies at the gym. But it does irritate me because, you know, you do see all these new people and they kind of don't know what they're doing in the class. And then they die off, you know, like within, I'd say, by mid-February. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not sustainable. So, but I want to start with the pros. The pros of New Year's resolutions, of just thinking about goals and things that we want to do for ourselves, is that it helps us to focus on ourselves and on self-improvement and on ways that we can feel better. And that's never a bad thing.
No, it's not. As long as you're coming from a place where you can enjoy today, because that's all we have. So work
exactly.
on yourself, but
exactly.
Be thankful for who you are as well.
Exactly. And also focusing on the positive. You never hear somebody say, my New Year's resolution. Actually, I did. A friend actually said this, and it made me laugh so hard. She said her New Year's resolution was to drink more booze. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, really? She's just not a drinker. And I said, really? What's that all about? And she said, well, you know, I'm so... You know, she was such a teetotaler that she felt it was good for her to have a glass of wine once a week. So that's your New Year's resolution. I mean, don't knock it.
We all have different ones. What kind of resolutions? I hear you hear about weight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of things that people want to change about themselves or their work or mm-hmm. their relationships. What other things, particularly women, do we hear?
Well, definitely things about relationships, what I've been hearing. So I've been back at work now for a couple weeks, and oh my gosh, the stories. So much of what I'm hearing, because people have spent an inordinate amount of time with family, is to set boundaries with family members. You know, to not fall back into patterns, and this is usually with our family of origin, to try to not fall back into patterns from our past that are destructive in general.
And those could be not following through, say, with resolution. So you're talking about the positive sides of them. Are there any other characteristics that are positive? And then what are the negative sides?
Yeah. Well, I think it's always a positive thing to my life and my passion and everything I do in my career, it's all interlinked, is all about self-improvement and being the best person that I can be and trying to make my time on this earth as profitable spiritually as possible to everybody around me. You know, I really believe in growth. I really believe that we're put on this earth to achieve great things. But those great things don't have to be being a movie star or being skinny or, you know, just the little things that are important to us. And that can be as simple as you know, loving everybody in your life and on your deathbed knowing that everybody that you love knew that you love them. You know, those are some really important things.
And I think we share that, and that's why we connect so much, Esther, is that, mm-hmm. you know, even the show that I know when you come on, you hope that if one person is listening today, that it helps them. And that's the whole purpose of being is to be of service as well, to be good to ourselves and be of service to others.
And you know what you said, Patty, when we met in person, which was so wonderful? You said something that really stuck with me, and we were talking about Jean Gomeshi, I remember, and the whole thing, and you said something that I thought was really profound. You said some people can't handle being a celebrity. You know, they don't know what to do with it, and they don't do it well, I think you said. They don't handle celebrity status well, and I thought on that, and I thought, gosh, that's so brilliant, because you kept saying, you said, you know, basically your view and your husband's view, which, you know, he was on TV for so long and is a public figure, was that it's so important to live with integrity and that if you have the spotlight in your work, for example, that you should use it for the greater good.
Absolutely. And you see it even in football. You know, I know TJ is a football fan. Russell Wilson, who is with the Seattle Seahawks, just gives so much of himself and is such a role model.
Yeah.
And yet the football player from San Francisco, what's his name, TJ, again?
The quarterback, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. You know, maybe not so much, right? And it doesn't mean you have to live, you know, perfectly, but it does mean maybe, you know, you try and give back and give to others because you've been given that illumination, just like you have been even with the life you've been given, Esther, with the profile of your mom, maybe, the profile you've achieved. You give back because other people are looking to you saying, look at all that she has.
I'll give you an example like that's happening right now for me. I've just lost 18 pounds, not through dieting. I want to be really careful about this. And so it's through conscious eating, and I needed to lose about 20 pounds, so I'm almost there. But I had just puffed up a little bit, just like we all do, right, in our 40s especially. And
wait till your 50s, sister.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can imagine. Yes, in menopause, so it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks. But anyways, I'm preparing myself. But my clients, like this week, for example, some of my eating disorder clients that have severe eating disorders, they kind of freaked out on me. And they said, Esther, you're looking a lot thinner, you know, and it's kind of freaked them out because they were worried that I was going back to being anorexic or that I was going through bulimia. Again, now, everybody on the show, I mean, I haven't been there for over 20 years, but my eating disorder clients that are there themselves, it's a real trigger for them to see someone lose weight like that. So we had to talk that through, and I had to explain that losing weight isn't always a bad thing, and it depends where you're at in your life. And at this point in my life, one of my goals was to lose just a bit of extra weight to be healthy. So, you know, that's an example of a realistic goal that's not unhealthy.
Totally, but even something like weight can be an issue for those around you. You have the yeah. clients, husbands who say, you know, you need to lose something. There's some people who don't want you to lose anything. So yeah. weight can be an issue yeah. of people that are jealous because you're too slim. I was working totally. With Vicki Waters, or I have been, and she's wonderful in town. And really, it's a lifestyle and changing kind of mm-hmm. how mm-hmm. you look at things. And you need to tweak here and there.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe the holidays you get a little worse and you get better, but mm-hmm. it's sort of, it's not a diet. It's not about being crazy or hard on yourself. It's really mm-hmm. about finding more about nutrition, and we'll have Patricia on later who, yeah. you know, and finding that balance in life. Yeah. Esther, we need to take a break right now. When we come back, let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of New Year's resolutions.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
The Royal Museum Shop, intriguing and unique.
Where did you find that cute mammoth plush?
The Royal Museum Shop. It's a birthday present for my niece, and I bought this beautiful jewelry crafted by a local artist as a memento of my visit to the museum.
There's something for everyone at the Royal Museum Shop. Clothing, jewelry, books, from postcards to original artwork. Many items with a distinctly BC flavor. There's no admission fee, and your purchases support the Royal BC Museum. Whatever the occasion, memories begin at the Royal Museum Shop.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
This is Tom Williams, owner of Aerial Roofing. You may be thinking to yourself,
I sure hope my roof holds up this winter.
And you may be wondering,
did I wait too long to find out?
With Aerial Roofing, that's something you'll never have to worry about. Don't let the weather be a factor. We work all year round. We'll come look at your roof and let you know if it needs replacing. Sometimes you don't need a new roof. And if that's the case, we'll tell you. Aerial Roofing. We're honest about roofing.
For a free estimate, get in touch at aerialroofing.ca.
Imagine your dream home. Let's take a look inside. Ooh, a gourmet kitchen with a natural gas stove for chef-inspired meals. The ambiance and cozy glow of a natural gas fireplace on a chilly night. The soothing warmth of a relaxing bubble bath to end a long day. With natural gas from Fortis BC, you can add a little affordable luxury to your home. Discover more at fortisbc.com. Natural gas, good for affordable luxury.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CBAX every Saturday from 1 to 2. We've got Esther Kane, who is our registered clinical counselor on the show. She is empowering you to become all that you dream of being. She's great at what she does. I highly recommend if you have any issues to give her a call. She does counseling by phone for 15 minutes to get a handle on things. And then you take clients from all over the world, don't you, Esther?
Well, just Canada.
Just Canada?
Yes, yes.
Well, soon the world, soon the world.
Soon the world, yes.
There's only so much time one has. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and why they don't work. We've talked about some of the, you know, positive sides, but why don't they work, Esther?
Basically, it always comes back to one thing, I think, in a lot of areas of our lives, expectations. Mm. Our expectations for ourselves are usually unrealistic, and others, mind you. But let's just talk about ourselves. So New Year's resolutions, we often set unrealistic expectations up for ourselves. So typically someone might say, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, you know, for an hour and a half. That's not realistic. They basically have to be in, there's a great book out there called The Diet Fix by Dr. Yoni Friedhoff, who's a wonderful colleague of mine in Ottawa, who's a bariatric medical doctor. He doesn't do bariatric medical surgery. He helps people lose the amount of weight they need to lose in a healthy, sustained way. Great book. Anyways, he talks a lot about sustainability in terms of, you know, an eating plan, an exercise plan. And basically he says the big question is, if you can't sustain this for, you know, 365 days a year, it's not sustainable. It has to be the way of eating or the exercise routine, whatever it is. So I would apply that to New Year's resolutions. They have to be sustainable in the long term. whatever your goals are.
And, you know, people fall off the wagon here and then. So we shouldn't really throw the baby out with the bathwater, should we? If we do have a goal and say we, you know, have a weekend where we, you know, eat too much.
Yeah, but that should be part of the whole plan. So coming back to that again, you know, like some people call them cheat days. That has its pros and cons. But, you know, in terms of what I always go for is balance and not being rigid. And perhaps your other guest today will talk about that as well. And nutritionists you have on the show, people like that.
She very much does, the 80-20 rule, you know.
Exactly, 80-20. I totally agree with that. And it works for so many of my clients. And it's what you do most of the time. All the research out there on healthy eating and sustainability of a good healthy weight and body shape and all that stuff is about 80-20. And what you do 80% of the time is what really works. So what you do 20% of the time, not so important. And it gives you the flexibility to incorporate social events, birthdays, holidays, you know, what we just went through with Christmas and New Year's, and people fall off the wagon, of course. But you incorporate that into your overall plan, and then you feel like you're not failing.
You know, and I think people, you know, even exercise, people feel hopeless. They think, oh, I'm not really an athlete. I can't do the gym. I don't run. Mm-hmm. We can always walk or do something, right? There's always something that we're capable of doing. And we do have control over ourselves if we want to.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. I know for myself and for many of my clients, just to do that little bit. Like this morning, I did half an hour of exercise, and that's all I do. Like I don't go crazy with it, but I feel if I don't do it, my head doesn't work right. It's not even about my body anymore. It's about my mental state. And getting those endorphins, getting the serotonin flowing is what I'm all about with exercise.
I think that's very true. If we have some kind of movement, it really does help our whole mental stability, because it's a time to think, kind of meditate a little bit, pray, whatever it may be you do. It's time to kind of slow down and think instead of, sometimes we're always so busy that we don't ever have a chance to really think about what it is we want or what we're doing or what we're running from.
It's exactly it. This time that we need for ourselves, that meditative, self-contemplative time, it's a time to be with yourself and with your own thoughts. And, I mean, a lot of people think that their own thoughts are so disastrous. And, I mean, we really have to work on training ourselves to have more positive thoughts. But if you don't even look at what's in there, you got nowhere to start, right? It's important to slow down and to reflect. And, you know, at the end of the day, I always tell clients, it's just you. You know, they're so scared of being with themselves.
I know, it's crazy. What about other people in your life so that, you know, you want to make a resolution and you make your partner, your friends, whoever, go along with it. It boils down to we're our own person, and whatever we do really has to be about us, not other people, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm very careful with this whole idea of codependence when it comes to those kind of goals. You know, people who need a workout buddy. Well, what happens if your workout buddy is sick one day? Or what happens if they fall off and they don't want to do it anymore? Are you going to stop, right? It's a bit of a precarious place to put yourself in, to rely on somebody else. That said, some people just really need that extra person to give them that push. So you might look at the pros and cons and decide that overall it's going to work for you to have that workout buddy.
I don't know if you saw this. Annie Lennox, just turned 60.
Oh, I love Annie.
Yeah, I know. And she said, you know, when we get older, we get so interesting, and yet all we talk about is the weight we've lost, the weight we've gained, or our wrinkles. And it's true, whether you're, 35 or whether you're 95, people are still talking about this stuff.
I know. It's a colossal waste of time, but we all fall prey to it. And I think it's so much about the media, you know, what we're seeing, and we're just inundated with media, with the social media, and we're always online, right? And I think it's so important. And again, that comes back to taking that half an hour to an hour a day to just zone out of that, you know, turn it off. There's this whole movement of going offline. What is it called right now?
Oh, like getting rid of all your electronics and just...
But spending time with your family and, you know, not being, you know, on your phone or your internet when you're having dinner with your family, that kind of stuff. It's really important that we start doing that.
And it's so weird for us that grew up, of course, with none of this stuff.
I know.
Now, for us as well, it's part of our psyche. Like, we're sitting there, everybody's on the phone. It's like, oh, checking this, checking that.
I'm a complete addict. I need to go to Twitter's Anonymous. I haven't found a group yet.
Yeah, well, you can start one. And it's true, because, you know, you're always checking in. So I guess it's kind of starting small with that, too, maybe, and saying I'm going to check once an hour or something instead of
I think that's a great goal. If you're talking about healthy New Year's resolutions, to go offline. The one I'm really working on with my clients is, because I've been reading all this stuff about this blue light that comes out from your computer and tablets and your phones, and that really disrupts your sleep. I mean, studies have shown that you should go offline an hour before bed to get your melatonin running properly in your brain so that you can sleep properly.
And young people have the phone right beside them at night.
They sleep with it under their pillow.
Yeah, I know. So it's like they're all the time, and that little constant buzzing. You always want to check and see what's going on, right?
Yeah, you got to turn off. You got to, you know, get back into our own biorhythms. I mean, we were made to listen to our body's natural biorhythms, and we are so far from that now.
And it's stressful, too. You know, I don't do tons of texting, but when I talk back and forth to my daughter, she's away right now, I said, man, it's stressful, back and forth, like when I hear it buzzing when I'm somewhere and I think, oh, what has she got to say, because I won't get to talk to her for a while. She goes, imagine my life having to check up on all my friends and it's like, because they got like, you know, 50 different people texting them or whatever, so it that could be a very stressful thing, just keeping up with who's texting you.
It is, and I am pretty relentless about, I have a hate on for Facebook. I'm just going to say it. I can't stand Facebook, and I don't do Facebook. And when I talk to my teenage clients about that, they are just horrified. But you wouldn't believe what horrible stress is caused by Facebook alone. That one has undone families, relationships. People find out about cheating. That one has got to be the most stressful, you know, social media app out there.
There's so much stuff on there. I get a kick out of seeing some of the stuff on there. Okay, we're going to wind it up here, Esther. Mm-hmm. What do people do? They want to start the new year right. They may have already, you know, ditched some of the resolutions. Starting today, how can they, you know, feel good about themselves and get moving in the right direction?
I would say baby steps. You know, what are some little tiny things I could do that would make me feel better? Just start with baby steps, you know. Maybe it's taking the stairs instead of the elevator at work every day. Just a little thing. Micro movements. Sark talks about that. I don't know if you read her books. But anyway, micro movements are really, really important. And just starting small. And basically asking yourself, start with the essentials. What would make me feel good? You know, physically, spiritually, emotionally, what would make me feel good? Would it be more sleep? Would it be eating less sugar? Would it be a little bit more movement in my life?
Would it be talking to Esther? Esther, how do people get a hold of you?
Yes, 250-338-1800, or my website, which is going to be new and improved in about 2 weeks. It's estherkane.com, and I welcome questions.
Yeah, everybody, ask Esther. You can go to her website, come to my website, lifestylepattymack.com. Because Esther's on every month, and if you have questions for her, please let us know, because she's an expert in this field. Esther, Happy New Year. Great talking to you.
Happy New Year. Take care, Patty.
All the best.
Bye.
When we come back, we'll talk to Patricia Chewy about the 80-20 rule and gluten-free.
Hey, Victoria, Brian Higgins here from Bay West, Rona in Vic West. I've been in the home renovation business in Victoria for over 28 years and have been lucky to work with a talented and experienced team that can help you fix, renovate, or replace anything in your home. Our convenient location across the Bay Street Bridge features a drive-through covered lumberyard, extensive hardware and plumbing selections, a top-notch paint department, and so much more. Come on in and see us, Bay West, Rona, doing it right 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic.
A great day of skiing always begins with, and a good game of hockey with, but a truly enjoyable winter day always starts with, beat winter with Volkswagen. Until January 31st, get the upper hand with 0% financing for up to 36 months and a $500 bonus on select 2015 models, like the Jetta, with rear-view camera now standard. Visit VW.ca for more details.
This
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. The brother of a police officer killed Wednesday in Paris is speaking out. Ahmed Merabet was shot as he lay wounded during an attack on the offices of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. Merabet's brother pleaded for peace and an end to religious violence.
Stop unleashing wars or burning mosques or attacking synagogues because you're attacking people. This won't bring back the dead, obviously, or appease the families.
Public Safety Minister Steve Blaney laid a wreath today at the Charlie Hebdo offices in memory of those killed. Well, George Zimmerman has been charged with aggravated assault in Florida, accused of throwing a wine bottle at his girlfriend. Zimmerman's acquittal in 2013 of second-degree murder for shooting an unarmed black teenager sparked a national debate on race and self-defense laws. Now, Kelly Kennedy reports yesterday's arrest is the latest of several run-ins with the law for Zimmerman.
We definitely have seen a pattern in which George Zimmerman has had arguments with past girlfriends, his ex-wife, and they've all kind of had similar themes and resulted in assault-type charges.
Zimmerman was released on $5,000 bond today and ordered to avoid contact with that woman. Iowa is paying farmers to leave rows of corn in their fields to act as snow barriers.
Iowa is paying farmers to keep several rows of corn in the ground along roads to serve as a natural snow barrier. The snow gets trapped in the corn stalks, creating natural drifts. The farmers get paid a little more than they'd get from the corn, and they can still harvest the rows in the spring. One Iowa farmer who left 8 rows of corn standing says that's 4 feet of snow that doesn't have to be cleared from the highway. He says drivers and snowplow operators have noticed the difference. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
And Nintendo is suspending the distribution of hardware and games in Brazil because of the country's high import tariffs and taxes. Bill Van Zyl is the director and GM for Latin America of Nintendo of America. He tells Brazilian video game magazine Nintendo World that country has a high tax burden and heavy import duties that made the company's situation in Brazil unsustainable. CFAX weather is coming up.
You share your meals, your friends, your family, your fears, your location, your entire life. Thank you for sharing. Makes it so easy to be your follower. I know sharing makes you feel alive, which is funny because you don't know it yet, but you're already dead.
Share the experience and follow MTV's new series, Eye Candy, starring Victoria Justice. Premieres Monday at 7, only on MTV.
CFAX weather, a chance of showers this afternoon with a high of 7 degrees. A chance of showers overnight, a low down to 5, and a chance of showers again tomorrow, the high of 8. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 7 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's coming up to 1:34.
Join Club 1070.
Give us feedback and win.
Listen to every Canucks broadcast for the Lucky Canuck. Then go to Club 1070 and enter the player's name. You could win a $50 gift card from Glenwood Meats and qualify for a Canucks getaway, including tickets, accommodation to the Rosedale on Robson, and return airfare from Harbor Air Seaplanes. Details at CFAX1070.com. Sponsored by Glenwood Meats, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and the Rosedale on Robson.
Sign up now at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to be with you on this second half of the show with one of our favorite guests, Patricia Chewy. She's a registered dietitian, home economist hybrid, she calls it. Simplified Nourisseur is her moniker. And she is the people's dietitian, believing in the 80-20 rule. How are you, Patricia?
I'm great, Patty. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you. And I always like seeing your posts and what you're up to, usually involving some good food that usually is good for you. We're going to talk a little about gluten-free later and about the expo, but the first part of the show, I want to talk to you about, you know, New Year's and people. We were just talking to Esther Kane in the first section about resolutions and weight. Of course, you hear it all the time. And you really want to simplify everything and make food nourishing, easy to make, less than 30 minutes, and kind of take all the math out of it all.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, we're not too late talking New Year, especially if you're a Ukrainian.
That's
New
right.
Year's Eve is just around the corner here. But, yeah, I mean, I think that the best resolution when it comes to food and health and weight management and energy and fitness can be summed up in one word, and the word is consistency. So for me personally, I guess I have the same boring resolution every year, and that is to continue to be consistent. And, you know, when you look around at people you know who are just, you know, inspirational in terms of being content, happy, fit, healthy, or, you know, some combination of all of those things, what is it exactly that they're doing? And chances are they are consistent, and day in and day out, 3-4 times a week, every week of their life, they're getting out for a walk, or even daily, they're exercising, they're buying groceries, boring old shopping once a week with a couple other pickups of veggies during the week. They're making it happen. So the less glamorous the approach, and the less trendy, generally, the more stick-to-itiveness you're going to have, and the more consistent, fabulous results you're going to get. So I think that a few simple things can help pull this all together, and one of those simple things is to not get caught up in all the hype and the gimmick and the excessive spending and everything else that some of the strategies and ads out there will lead you to believe that you've now got to go out and get 6 new exercise outfits and equipment and buy all kinds of specialty food, etc.
And I think, you know, Esther said, you know, small steps. You're saying consistency. And I think those are great kind of monikers to start with. You know, maybe we should start having a passion for grocery shopping. And I always say the word enjoy because I think it says so much, but enjoy going for a walk. Try and look at them as not a bad thing, but something we enjoy. That's a big part of our day and a good part.
Yes, well, I recently heard I believe it was a physician speaking at a conference. I actually heard this through a friend who was in attendance, and she retweeted his quote, and it was something like, see your doctor if you're not going to undertake exercise. And I thought, what a fantastic quote, because, you know, we get, people are used to, oh, if you're about to embark on a rigorous program, make sure you run it by your doctor first. But, you know, if we flip that around and look at it, like, and same applies to food and nutrition. I mean, see your doctor if you're not going to make good choices, because it adds up over the course of a year. It's just the stuff that you're doing day in and day out, and there's really no magic. I mean, I'm like 25 or 26 years into this, and I swear I look around, and those fabulous, fit, happy, content, healthy folks are, they've long figured out the quote-unquote secret, and I guess it is that there is no secret. It's just daily things. So, yeah, I mean, thing is, you mentioned grocery shopping as an example, and some people, you mentioned those two words in the same sentence and they cringe, like, oh, I hate shopping. But, I mean, it's kind of the prerequisite to, like, nobody will say that they hate opening their fridge and seeing an awesome selection of quick, ready-to-go veggies and dip and fruit and lean protein to throw together some quick meals. Nobody hates having a good, healthy supply of food in their house. So unless you have a personal shopper and a personal assistant, you're going to have to come to at least accept grocery shopping as a reality.
I do. Hudson, he's my personal assistant.
Wow. Well, aren't you lucky?
And he makes great stuff, you know, and I think that's part of it is if you can, as a team, if you're in a family, I mean, if you're on your own, then maybe, you know, there are shortcuts too, which are some of the deliveries like Thrifty's, and some of them deliver great food if you want to order online. But is working as a team and doing, you know, taking turns at things maybe, or following what is your passion with it. Maybe it's cooking, you know, a couple times a week. Maybe it's more of the veggie part of it. Maybe one likes doing the protein part. So kind of dividing it up so it's a fun thing, not a chore all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a requirement for survival. I mean, eating is a basic need, and if there's, you know, more than one person in the household, if there's a, you know, a couple with three kids, for example, or three roommates living together, why? Who said it has to fall on one person's shoulders? That's completely unfair. It's completely irresponsible. I go so far as to, you know, when I speak to a lot of groups, and I'll make the comment, and people laugh. But like, you know, some people, when they're looking for a life partner, they've got these non-negotiables, like the guy can't smoke, for example, or they want him to have a job. Like, they're not going to consider dating someone if he's unemployed and alcoholic, for example. For me, a non-negotiable is food and cooking skills. Like, I'm not letting anybody in my family, if they aren't willing to, like, and that might sound kind of elitist, but
hey,
let's be real.
My prerequisite, breathing.
Absolutely. It's, and it doesn't mean that, you know, my husband had to be a, you know, a master chef when he was courting me, but
he had to be willing
to have some skills.
Absolutely. Around. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some specific recipes and what a day in the life of Patricia Chewy looks like. Back in two.
You know what the first step is to ending the stigma around mental illness? It's talking about it. Hi, I'm Al Farabee. January 28th is Bell Let's Talk Day, and everyone at CFAX 1070 encourages you to take part. Language matters. Educate yourself. Be kind. Listen and ask. Talk about it. Let's break the silence. Details at CFAX1070.com.
One of five Canadians will be touched by mental illness in their lifetime. Break the silence. On January 28th, let's talk.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Victoria Conservatory of Music's Jubilee Faculty Concert, Music for Dance, is on Saturday, January 24th. Faculty artists are joined by dancers from Ballet Victoria to present a diverse selection of music and dance. Ballet's Talk Day is an annual event that encourages all Canadians to talk about mental health, work towards ending stigma, and support mental health across the country. On Ballet's Talk Day, Wednesday, January 28th, Bell will donate 5 cents more to mental health for every text, talk, tweet, and share. The Monopoly Affair in support of the Canadian Cancer Society is a non-traditional vaudeville themed on February 21st. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
Here's a message you wouldn't expect from a burial park. Eat healthy, exercise daily, and manage your stress. This is Royal Oak Burial Park, the only not-for-profit burial and cremation park in our region. You see, as a not-for-profit, we can afford to share ideas that help you live a longer, healthier life. We're here if you need us, but we're in no hurry to have you here. Royal Oak Burial Park, a beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
A trip down memory lane, Boomertown, with Barry Bowman, Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Patricia Chewy, registered nutritionist, dietitian, is here with us on the phone. We're going to talk about the Gluten-Free Expo coming up in Vancouver, which Patricia is a big part of. But first, we're going to talk about your day, Patricia. You talk about the 80-20 rule and balance, and maybe with you know, the holidays, some behind us, and I know maybe one ahead for you. How do we keep that in mind, and what does your day look like when you're a normal day, and maybe when you're going through the holidays?
Well, sure. First of all, I don't know the originator of this particular quote, but it's another good one. It doesn't matter as much what you eat between Christmas and New Year's. What matters is what you eat between New Year's and Christmas. So in that period, yes, apply the 80-20 rule. That means you've got to be aiming to eat right at least 80% of the time. Hey,
yeah.
Maybe you're going to have a couple of weeks that are 100% perfect, maybe some not so much, but hopefully it's averaging out to at least 80% of the time, because we don't just eat for physical nourishment. We eat for pleasure, enjoyment, social, emotion, tradition, all sorts of things, and those are important aspects of nourishment if you look at it in a bigger picture. So you don't have to be perfect, but as to what my day looks like, those are boring details. Who wants to know that? But you know what? I recommend, and I do this, I eat breakfast within 2 hours of getting up, and some examples of what I might have. I might have oatmeal, yogurt and fruit, some eggs in a scramble with some vegetables. We do smoothies a lot around here, especially if we're racing out the door, so yogurt or protein fruit combos in smoothies. Breakfast ideas, by the way, I guess we'll get a sec to talk about that gluten-free expo. That'll be a great place for getting ideas around that. And then, you know what we do? I cook a good meal from scratch for dinner just about every night of the week. I purposely make planovers and typically eat that for lunch the next day. So my lunches aren't, they're rarely out, they're rarely fast food, they're usually leftovers from dinner, which is things like fish and vegetables or a tofu vegetable stir fry. We eat well, we eat lots, we always have a good supply on hand. Food is fuel. So, I mean, not eating is not a good way to energize.
And you know, I think people are interested, though, Patricia, because I think we all wonder what the next guy is doing. That's why reality shows are big. We all wonder, well, what do you do? I mean, what kind of food do you eat? And that's how we get ideas to, you know, also, oh, that's something I hadn't thought of. And I know you have books and your website's great, patriciachewy.com, you know, for ideas and recipes, because sometimes we get kind of in a rut and we need to, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Like,
yeah, you know,
save some of that food.
Right, and I was having this conversation with someone else the other day. We're bombarded with resources, though, because, you know, like there's a food network. There's an entire section of health books and cookbooks in any bookstore, and there's a billion websites, and I think we're still missing, we're not quite hitting the nail on the head. All this stuff's out there, and the problem is we keep talking about the what of healthy eating, what you should eat or what this person does, and absolutely I agree, those are inspiring and important to look at, but we have to start looking at how. Okay, here's what I'm supposed to do. How the heck do I actually do it? And we have to stop wowing people with fancy schmancy things and start looking at, well, how do you do this? Like, for example, salmon, the local product and awesome food we should be eating. But a lot of people here in BC are still eating skinless chicken breast 3 times a week every week, and they're hit and miss with salmon. Why? I mean, salmon's affordable, and I was pulling this at one out of a number of examples I could have used. But everyone will tell you, yeah, fish is good for you. You're supposed to eat it for omega-3 fats. But are you actually eating it 3 times a week? And is it because you don't have any recipes or ideas? Maybe. But it's just that how piece. So I've been on a...
I think that's a great idea. And I think the how is change your shopping patterns maybe too.
That's a big part of it.
You know, go to a different place, go to the fishmonger, go to the place that has good fish that, you know, and there's tons of recipes. Like you say, you can do anything with it, but make it that's your goal this year is to change one or two meals a week. And that's a good start. We're going to talk about the Gluten-Free Expo now because this is coming up in Vancouver January 17th and 18th.
Yeah, next weekend. And it's Canada's largest gluten-free expo. And it really just started as one real keen community-minded individual's effort to help build a supply of gluten-free food at the food bank. So Margaret, who started the expo, you know, who knew it was going to grow to be the largest gluten-free expo in the country, but yeah, it's happening next weekend. It's a gluten-free eater's paradise in terms of, I think there's over 120 exhibitors and the vast majority of them giving out free samples. So come and eat your way through the show, and big players in the gluten-free world like Choices Market and Udy's, Glutino, and Nature's Path, they will all be on site. And you could bring a donation for the food bank. I think the show has actually generated over 10,000 pounds of gluten-free food for the food bank, which is really neat, for lack of a better word, but just awesome for those families, especially with little ones who have to be gluten-free because they're celiac or have digestive disorders. And they've also raised enough money to purchase an additional over 20,000 pounds of food. So it's a good thing. I'll be down there as well as a number of other subject matter experts speaking about keeping your energy up on a gluten-free diet, building your immunity, reducing inflammation, some really interesting speakers and topics. And it's on from 10 till 5, both Saturday, Sunday, at the convention center in Vancouver. I know a handful of people from the island that head over there every year because it's kind of the place to find out what's new and what to steer clear of. And fortunately, the people who exhibit at this show have good quality products, and it's pro.
And Patricia, we're going to come back because I want to talk a little bit about gluten-free and about your products. So we got a short break. We'll be back with Patricia.
This is your wake-up call. In the world we live in, toxins are all around us. They're in the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the water we drink. That's why it's time to cleanse. Whether this is your first time or you're a cleansing pro, Renew Life has you covered. Their award-winning line of total body cleanses has options that fit your life. Find Renew Life Total Body Cleanses at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street, in Cook Street Village, and on 5th Street in Sydney.
There goes that crazy girl.
She's so weird.
There goes that crazy girl.
She's so weird.
There goes that crazy girl.
She's so weird.
There goes that crazy girl.
She's not crazy. She's sick. Let's go say hi.
Language matters. One of the 5 ways you can end stigma around mental illness. Learn more at bell.ca/letstalk.
When loved ones need an independent seniors home, consider these points. I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge. We are small, locally owned, providing 3 meals a day, 24-hour staffing, weekly housekeeping, entertainment, activities, drives to medical and dental appointments, shopping trips, secure underground parking, 3-tier cable vision, and local telephone, all for one inclusive price. Call 250-472-0077 today for a tour. Come home to Highgate.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. Isn't it a shame when your vacuum loses suction? Not to worry, it simply won't happen with the new Dyson Kinetic. Its cyclone technology means no bags to buy, no filters to clean, and no loss of suction. It's so impressive that our first shipment got sucked up in no time. So hurry in for the Dyson Kinetic at All Victoria Vacuums, Vancouver Island's exclusive Dyson repair shop at Hillside and Cedar Hill for 37 years.
We are back talking to Patricia Chewy about the Gluten-Free Expo. You know, a lot of people talk about the gluten-free, and it's kind of like the fat-free world. There are people that have to eat gluten-free, celiac disease, and a lot of people who are sensitive to wheat and grains. Tell people what, gluten is, Patricia, and who should steer clear of it.
Well, gluten is a protein that naturally occurs in wheat and rye and barley, and consequently any products made with those ingredients. So everything from bouillon powders to soy sauces to breaded fish sticks, things like that. So people who have to be gluten-free need to read labels. Interestingly, they still say that 1 in 133 Canadians actually have full-blown celiac disease, which the only treatment for is 100% avoidance of gluten, and you get off gluten and you can have a complete 180 turnaround in your symptoms, which is fantastic, because people who previously had all sorts of gastric system distress and migraines and everything from osteoporosis to infertility can improve their health by getting off it. But they're now saying that there's this category of gluten intolerance, and where even as recent as 2-3 years ago, some medical folks weren't taking it very seriously. Now the scientists in this area are estimating that as many as 20 to 50% of the population has some degree of intolerance to gluten. So these might be people who, if they have one piece of pizza and a beer when they're out with friends, they're fine. But if they eat three pieces and three beers, they just explode in terms of being bloated and crampy and gassy and uncomfortable. So there's all... there's all these varying degrees of intolerance. So certainly people who tend to be susceptible or sensitive to gluten do better with no or less gluten in their diet. As to the theory that, you know, if you want to lose weight quickly and you should just quit 100% gluten, no, that's not necessarily the case. In fact, there's research showing that people who go on a strict gluten-free diet when they don't need to, over time they actually gain weight. And part of that is because they've cut out all these nutritious, fiber-rich, good-quality whole grains at the same time that they cut out the, you know, the fast food donuts and things like that. So there's a bit of skill to this gluten-free diet or gluten-free way of eating, and making sure that if you're eliminating entire categories of food, like bread, cereal, pasta, rice, cookies, crackers, muffins, that you find, you know, some suitable replacements. A well-balanced gluten-free diet is heavy in vegetables, the same way that everyone's diet should be, whether they are trying to have energy, lose weight, manage their diabetes, raise healthy kids. So a lot of the principles are the same, but certainly the expo is a great place to be in terms of getting some, you know, new ideas for meals and new fun products to try. Particularly, I'll stress again, for families who have young kids who have been diagnosed celiac or gluten intolerant, and just finding out, you know, what are some quality things you can send in kids' lunches or for snacks.
And absolutely. And you have a flower out, and because you are living this, your chewy flower, tell everybody about your product, because you'll be there, I'm sure, with that on hand.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of the anti, I'm so soft sell, Patty, I don't even have...
I know.
I don't even have my flower at the show. Like, who has a flower? Who invents a gluten-free flower and doesn't even display it at Canada's largest.
Okay, you take some with you.
I'm soft sell. So I'm there to help out the show and help awareness, because it's just a great thing. I'm not really there to promote my flower, but yes, because I unfortunately was diagnosed celiac in 2009, which absolutely sucks, and I don't wish it on my worst enemy. But I've been able to figure it out, and I have great energy and no more digestive symptoms. But yes, I have this flour. People can contact me directly. It subs one-to-one for all-purpose flour. I'm an avid baker, and when I found out I was celiac, I needed a good solution, so I invented this flour. You can also buy it in Coombs Country Market if you're up island and you're stopping in there, and Little Qualicum Cheeseworks carries it, and a couple Save-On food stores on the island do as well. Unfortunately, it's not in the Victoria Save-Ons at this point, but best way for people to get it is just to get a hold of me through patriciachewy.com if they're interested in the flower. But that's kind of there in the background. What I'm super excited about, and partially why I created that flower, was because it uses Canadian-grown white beans, which fall in that category of legumes, same as lentils in that category. I love, 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 love legumes. Lentils are the future. The more we eat, the better. They're just awesome. So you might see more bean-based products from me in the future.
Awesome. And Patricia will be there next week, the Vancouver Gluten-Free Expo, January 17th, 18th at Canada Place. Tickets are really reasonable. It helps the food bank as well. If you want to get a hold of Patricia, though, too, because if you are living this lifestyle or you need nutrition advice, patriciatui.com. You can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, to know about me or my guests or ask any questions. Patricia, all the best this year. I'm sure we'll talk lots more, and all the best at the expo next week. I'm sure you'll have lots of people there.
Yeah, thanks so much, and all the best to you and Hudson and your family, and I look forward to keeping in touch.
Absolutely. On a closing note, I just wanted to say to the Dagg family, our condolences. They lost their son, Elliot. It is a huge loss, and we are thinking of you. To the people in Paris, I know our daughter has been through that city twice. She's living outside Paris. Horrific accidents. Make sure you hold those close to you, tell them you love them, and enjoy your weekend. See you next week.